Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, broadcasting live from the Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Studios. Hey, Nashville's best deal this week, 312 Pizza Company, one of our favorite places. 312 Pizza serves the best pizza in town, as well as Chicago-style eats, like Chicago dogs, Italian beef sandwiches, and much more. Get half off a $30 gift card to 312 Pizza Company at thegamenashville.com/deals now while supplies last. Coming up, we'll have Casey Alexander on with us, Belmont men's basketball coach. He is on the line as we speak. Casey, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. How are you guys?
Hey, Casey.
Doing fantastic. Hey, before we get into the tournament, let's start with some honors, because I know that you like seeing your team be honored how they should be. Ben Shepherd was named first team All-MVC and All-MVC All-Defensive Team. Cade Tyson was named MVC Freshman of the Year, MVC All-Newcomer Team, and MVC All-Freshman Team. Jacoby Gillespie was named the MVC All-Freshman Team, and Drew Freiberg was named MVC All-Newcomer Team. Congratulations to those guys, and I know you have to be proud.
Yeah, very proud. Those guys all are well-deserving of their recognition. It's fun on this side of things when you look back to, almost this time last year, and you're wondering how a team and a roster is going to come together, and then here you are 12 months later, and these guys have great accomplishments and meant a lot to Belmont and the success of our season.
A lot can be said about Ben, and what he's done for you, but to have those freshmen get honored and know that, hey, the future is bright for your program, that has to make you feel really good.
Yeah, you need all parts. You got to have veteran leadership and guys that have been around and know what Belmont is about and winning is about. And that's clearly what Ben has brought to the table for this team. And then, we have some new guys that we desperately needed to step in and be impactful. And they were. The future is very bright with the guys that we have coming back.
We got Casey Alexander on with us, head coach of the Belmont men's basketball team. Casey, first off, happy March. It's the best month of the year. I saw you tweet that yesterday. But first year in the Missouri Valley, you guys are heading. You got your first game in the tournament tomorrow, either against Indiana State or Evansville. What has it been like, in a new conference this year? Your team, you lost a lot of veteran players last year. You got a young team. How do you prep them for a tournament like this and, the opportunity to go on a run? You're sitting at fourth in the Missouri Valley, and just the opportunity to, earn a spot to play in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, well, the preparation, on one hand, you just keep things the same. But on the other hand, it doesn't really matter what level, what league you're playing in. When you get to postseason, it's different. It feels different. There's a different set of nerves involved. In this case, in the Enterprise Center, home of the Blues, we got a great venue with a real traditional fan base in St. Louis that loves this tournament. It gets some real high quality teams. So I want them to enjoy this experience as much as anything else. I think it's really what you play for. There are a lot of great things about college athletics and basketball in particular, but the opportunity to play in the postseason and the carrot that is March Madness, that's out there is really what everybody signs up for, the opportunity that we have this week that can turn into something even better.
Well, with that being said, the opportunity this week, you got a game coming up tomorrow. How excited are you to see Ben Shepherd, just take another step in this postseason to help carry this team, to hopefully a Missouri Valley title?
Yeah, not to place too much burden on him, but it's what we have to have.
Mm-hmm.
It's for him to be his best. These games are, they will be dogfights. You've got to play. We're going to have to beat three great teams to win. Three top 100 teams and teams that have won 20 games already. And we're one of those as well. So we need Ben. We need to ride on his shoulders. We need, him to play his best. He's had an unbelievable year. He's had conference player of the year, those kind of numbers and that kind of a year. We're a little disappointed, honestly, not to discredit Tucker DeVries, who's also an incredible player and a future NBA player. But Ben had enough credentials, especially when you look at the defensive side and that award as well, that he can't ask for anything more.
We're talking to Casey Alexander, Belmont men's basketball coach. I love that they call it Arch Madness. That's cool in St. Yeah. Louis. But, you know, to the first time in the MVC tournament, I mean, is there really – a tournament is a tournament. Obviously, you're learning these opponents. You're still learning this conference. But is there anything different that you really do, you know, compared to preparing for the OVC tournament as you would the Missouri Valley?
Yeah, no, nothing different from a strategic standpoint or even a – you know, psychological standpoint, really. You know, I just think there's a learning curve for us. I mean, it's just one more thing that will make us a first timer. You know, we've never played in this tournament. You know, this league is the second oldest league in the country behind the Big Ten. And this is the second longest, like, tournament as far as location, neutral site in St. Louis, only behind the Big East, which plays at Madison Square Garden. So, mm-hmm. you know, that's 30 years of history right there where most of the teams in this league have been a part of it. And this is our first go at it. So there is, you know, there's an excitement level and an anticipation level. But that's what makes it great. And that's what we're most excited about.
Casey Alexander on with us. Casey, what would you say is, you know, the vibe around the team right now heading into this tournament? The Missouri Valley is such a tough conference. You know, I think of some of the Loyola teams that came through, and you have an opportunity, you know, some of those teams to make their mark. This is a big jump from the OVC to the Missouri Valley Conference this year. What is the vibe around your team? Do you sense nerves? Do you sense excitement? A little bit of both?
Yeah, there's both. I mean, I sense excitement, but I'm sure there's nerves. that just kind of comes with the territory, you know. And it is, you know, it's a really prestigious league. You mentioned Loyola Chicago. I mean, there have been six teams mm-hmm. from this conference in the last 20 years that have played in the Sweet 16. So it's six different schools. And our first round conference record for the Missouri Valley is like crazy. You wouldn't even believe mm-hmm. me. It's like 14-3 or something like that over the last 7 or 8 years. And so... and I think that just speaks to the quality of depth in the league. I think it's, you know, when you go through 20 games in the Missouri Valley and you win a Missouri Valley Conference tournament, then, you know, there's virtually an expectation you're going to win NCAA tournament games because you're well prepared for it.
And, Casey, we talked about March. I brought this up last time, and we publicly shamed Robbie for not liking One Shining Moment. Well, after you left us the other day, Chase said that he doesn't like One Shining Moment.
I did.
So, Casey, we have a serious issue over here at the game with these two.
Man, you guys need to strengthen the coffee in the workroom or something like that. I don't know what you guys have got going on over there.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm tired of it or what it is. I don't get fired up like everybody else does.
No worries.
But to each their own. To each their own. Casey, best of luck in the tournament, in the Valley, and Arch Madness. We'll be pulling for you, obviously, but thanks so much for doing this.
Yeah, good luck, Casey.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Casey Alexander, Belmont men's basketball coach, joining us. Oops, wrong button. I've enjoyed having him on. Various times this year, as they will tip things off tomorrow at 2:30 against Indiana State Evansville at the Enterprise Center, home of the St. Louis Blues, there in St. Louis. So looking forward to that. I mean, he's done a phenomenal job because, mm-hmm. you know, you think about it. I was talking to somebody about this the other day. The pressure that you put on somebody to take over for a legend like Rick Byrd that had been there for so long, had built that program mm-hmm. to what it had become, moved it to D1. In the NCAA, and you know, Casey did a great job at Lipscomb, mm-hmm. comes over to where he played,
yep.
and has kept it going. And, you know, I think Casey obviously will decide what he wants to do, but I have no doubt that other jobs are going to come a-calling at some point. I mean, he's a damn good basketball coach.
Well, and I think some people might not realize the jump from the Ohio Valley Conference to the Missouri Valley Conference in basketball specifically is huge. I mean, my brother is a Division III basketball coach, and I was talking to him about it, and I said, you know, in the basketball world, in the coaching world, like, what is that jump like? And he's like, Michelle, if you just look at the pay from, like, the assistant yeah. coaches based off the Ohio Valley Conference, then you jump to the Missouri Valley Conference. I mean, it's like $50,000 you're making in the Ohio Valley, and then you can jump to like $150,000 salary if you're an assistant coach in the Missouri Valley. So just based off numbers and funding and what goes into them, and then the teams that we've seen. I mean, you know, Murray State, a team who made it, I think, into the third round last year in the tournament. You see, they beat Kentucky, actually. You see a Loyola, which we remember for years. Chattanooga, you know, they were a great one, too. Right. So it's pretty intense, and it's exciting to see them, how they perform this week.
No doubt about it. Coming up next, we dive into the Predators, more changes ahead, and what does that mean for the future now that Barry Trotz seems to be getting settled in during this transitional period. Four of the Nashville Predators are also back in action tonight. We'll do that next. Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.